You're listening to SBS News.
New laws to be introduced in July will see superannuation accounts that had no contributions for 16 months or that hold less than $6,000 transferred to the Australian Taxation Office. But there are concerns that people holding these accounts could potentially lose their life insurance and total or permanent disability funds unless they contact their super fund. Deloitte superannuation advisor Russell Mason says that could impact negatively on some people.
Many people that have kept a superannuation account with a fund, not made contributions, but kept it so that they could maintain their death and disability cover. And there is a concern that I have, that Deloitte has, and many super funds have, that people could find their insurance cover ceases without the member realising the impact.
Mr. Mason says that some groups of people may not even know that changes are coming.
It could particularly affect those people where English isn't their first language, people who are travelling, whether they are hard to be made contact with, and people in isolated parts of Australia, Indigenous communities, for instance, where they may not get regular communications.
Kristin Hartnett is a financial counsellor for the Salvation Army. She shares Mr. Mason's concerns and says the people who will be most affected by the proposed changes are the people who can least afford it.
The people who are going to be adversely affected by this are the people who are already in disadvantage. So the people who aren't working, the people who are unemployed and haven't had any contributions paid into their super fund.
Ms. Hartnett says she knows that many funds are trying to get in touch with people, but that sometimes doesn't work because people haven't kept their contact details up to date. She says for many people, their insurance is a lifesaver.
Whilst the majority of super funds have been really proactive in contacting people who haven't had a contribution made, we know that there is a lot of lost super. We know that everyone's not contactable through their emails. So it'd be, you know, what we really encourage those people to do is just contact their super fund and have a conversation, get the discussion going so that, you know, they can check where they're up to with it.
Many people have insurance rolled into their superannuation accounts with payments coming out automatically. Under the new rules, if that superannuation account is closed, that insurance can lapse. And Russell Mason says it will not necessarily be easy to reinstate it once that's happened.
If they come back sometime later, the fund and the insurer may say, we're happy to reinstate it, but you are going to have to provide medical evidence that you're in reasonably good health and are a good insurance risk. Mm-hmm. So if someone has got a pre-existing condition and they're currently covered and it lapses, they may find, as you've indicated, that it is impossible to reactivate that cover 2 or 3 months down the track.
University of Sydney finance professor Susan Thorpe says there is no need to panic. She says the first thing people should do is to contact their super fund. If they get in touch, they can choose to keep their insurance. Professor Thorpe says the second thing people need to do is check what cover they actually have.
Many of us have more than one account, and we need to find out if that's the case for us. The easiest way to do that is through the Australian Tax Office. So your MyGov site, if it's connected with the Australian Tax Office, will have a list of your super accounts. And you can see that there and you can decide which super account you might want to keep active. Most of us are better off with only having one account.
Professor Thorpe says people can use the MyGov site to consolidate their super accounts into the one they prefer. And she says that super account needs to have up-to-date contact details. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.